Hi, McCartney fans, and welcome to episode 117 of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. We are a Paul McCartney talk show mainly dealing with the solo career of Paul McCartney. I'm one of your two co-hosts, Tom Hunyadi, and you may know me from my other show, Talk More Talk, a solo Beatles video cast. And I'm being joined by my partner in crime, my backwards traveler. He is the one and only Andy Nichols. Andy, what's going on, my friend?
What's up, Tom? Just here to talk McCartney 3 and discuss it, baby.
Yeah, we're going to definitely get to the collecting ass side of McCartney 3 and just, you know, the whole experience of collecting McCartney 3. And we've got a special guest here, and you know him from my other show, Talk More Talk, a solo Beatles video cast, and you also know him from his own YouTube station, Mean Mr. Mayo. He is the one and only Joe Mayo. Joe, what's going on, my friend?
Oh, hello, Tom. Not much, just McCartney 3'd out.
Yes, we have McCartney 3'd out.
Yeah, hello, Andy. How are you? And
hi, Joe.
Anybody need some donuts or pastries? Here, I got a box.
It is a good donut box, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple. You can put like a six-pack of cupcakes in there, too, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Monkberry Moon Delight.
Monkberry Moon Delight, yes. And my camera just...
We lost you, Tom.
Just give me a second, and there we go. There Sorry about that. But anyways, there come goes. On. Technical fun here.
Okay. Yes, you're okay. You're gonna make my editing even tougher.
Thanks. You don't have to edit that. Don't worry about it. So, anyways, okay. But like I said, we're gonna talk about collecting McCartney 3 and all the pains and the joys of collecting McCartney 3. But before we get to that, we are going to just acknowledge the passing of Phil Spector. We're not going to really talk about him as a person, but just more or less the music that he helped create, and it's pretty impressive to say the least. However, he will be known for in the Beatles world as, you know, putting the finishing touches, if you will, on the Let It Be album. And the biggest controversy with that being, you know, the long and winding road and what he's, you know, what he did with that. And, you know, we all saw the memo of, you know, McCartney sending to, I think, probably Klein, saying that's what he doesn't want, you know, any other music being, you know, released without his
consent. Go ahead. The infamous four bulleted point letter.
Yeah.
Number one being don't ever do it again.
But how did that go out without his consent to begin with? I mean, all of that stuff has to go out. It can't go out without their approval anyways. So
weird.
So, well, he was up in Scotland tucked away. So,
yeah.
And I like the way Let It Be came out, so I'm happy about that, at least, personally. Not everybody is.
Right.
But I'm happy.
Right. Yeah. So he also worked on Instant Karma. He produced the massive All Things Must Pass. He also produced Imagine with Lennon.
He's credited on Persigono, but he didn't really do nothing on that.
Right.
Not much on there.
He's also credited on Sometime in New York City as well. But
I think one song really.
And then the same thing with Living in the Material World too. I think he helped co-produce Try Some, Buy Some, which was supposed to be a Ronnie.
Ronnie Spector song, legendary.
Right.
John and Yoko took out a full page ad for Phil Spector, telling him that they were ready to record this weekend. Which I think was to do, I believe, Instant Karma. Maybe I think I forget.
Right. Right, and then also there's the big, you know, the mess of rock and roll album.
That's a mess. You said All Things Must Pass was a mess. I like the production on that record. I don't want it tweaked in this.
No, podcast. I'm talking about the rock and roll album, just a mess in general.
The fiasco.
The fiasco.
Of course.
Yeah. Phil Spector calling John saying, I've got the John Dean tapes.
Yeah. That, now that was truly like the mess of the whole thing, really.
Right. So, but
80,
yeah,
yeah, 80, 81.
yeah, trouble person, but the music that he helped create was definitely left a lifelong legacy that will probably live on for a long time. So he's got
A
that.
whack job of a person, but an incredibly talented musician and producer,
Convicted murderer.
and
Yes,
convicted
exactly.
murderer. So that's unforgivable, but
Bizarre.
bizarre, man. But his 60s work, his Christmas album, is
Oh, yeah.
legendary. All that stuff. So, yeah, another person, another link to the past is
Right.
gone.
Yeah, that's true. True. The Wall of Sound will be forever remembered for. So, Phil Spector, dead at 81. Okay, so let's just jump right into the whole McCartney 3 bit, the collecting McCartney 3. Before we get started with that, Joe, I just want to talk to you. Well, let's just go do a little round table about us as collectors. And when did you realize that you were a Beatles collector?
I guess originally would be around 1975,
Okay.
1976. I was just like 13, 14 years old, and I was accumulating all kinds of stuff. I still have a lot of that stuff, but most of what I have now from later years, really, I guess around 70, well, not that long, 79, 80, which is really, kind of the same period, 70s, is when I started getting really heavily into it around 79 and then 80,
Right.
especially, after John died. And yeah, so now just forget it. Now I'm just really off the charts. In fact, I was just thinking to myself recently how I could have and should have concentrated a lot more on solely Beatles collectibles, because I collect all kinds of things, movies,
Right.
books, things. I could have saved a lot of money and designated the money in the right places. Because you think, well, how much time do you have left, and how much money are you going to have left, and how much am I going to be working for retirement, and do I really want to buy Beatles hairspray, and do I want to buy like all these kind of things that cost like $1,000 or $700 now? I
Flip
mean,
your wig game.
yeah, flip your wig, all that stuff. I mean, the time to do that was earlier, and I was living at
Right.
home. Had some more disposable income perhaps than I
Right.
do now.
Right.
But yeah, I love collecting, and my late friend Mike, who was a real Elvis collector, I wish he was here. He died in 2010, and he never got a chance to do YouTube. But he had something I always say. It's very simple, but I say it. He says, "Pal, there's nothing like collecting."
Yeah.
Nothing like collecting, pal. That's what he
That's
used to say.
true. That's true.
And yeah, we love it.
Right. Was collecting easier back then, or is it easier collecting now?
Oh, I think in a way it's easier now, I think only because you have such easier access to it because of the internet. If you want to go on eBay or some online sites, sure, if there's something specific you want, whatever that might be, if a certain McCartney poster or
Right.
tour book, you want the Wings tour book 76 or something,
Yeah.
or you go Wings tour book, there it is. Otherwise, you had to wait till you just happened to run across it somewhere
Right.
in a store. But in a lot of ways, hardcore hunters and collectors will tell you that was part of the fun of it.
It's part of fun.
Just and it still is, right? Or in
Sure.
the right place at the right time, even with the internet, it's still nice to stumble onto something.
Yeah, it's the thrill of the hunt for sure. Andy and I were talking before you came on. It's just, still going to the record store and still trying to see, what it is that you can find. 2 weeks ago, I just went to look around, and I was able to find the 89, or was it the 90, the birthday 45 from Paul McCartney, the live, birthday one, and wasn't even looking for it.
But you
And
just saw it, right? That's
right, I was able to pick it up, right. So, yeah, and then yesterday, I was just in there again just to look around, and I was able to pick up a really, really nice copy of the concert for Bangladesh. So,
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to go completely full into it for the anniversary this year.
Oh, I hope so. But you never know. I mean, since everything is what it was last year with all things, I mean, with COVID, now with all things was past getting delayed to, you know, to 2021 this year, you know, are they going to delay now
push that back
to 22?
And if indeed it's true that all things must pass, that should mean COVID as well. I don't know
well
when. Or when, but
yeah. And there's Andy. What about you? When did you realize that you were a Beatles collector?
Probably a early teenage years. You know, early '90s. You know, so just from the onset. But I will say, it was, to echo what Joe said, it was much more of a pre-internet. It was much more of a chore to get these things. And Tom, you'll know this too, as a collector. Yeah. It just was. That was part of the journey. I remember, like, finding Anthology 1 in a record shop in New York City, and it was like, wow, this is really hard to get, you know? And
the vinyl?
The vinyl, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was early 2000s, like a Driving Rain, you know, on vinyl. It was much more, you couldn't just buy those things online. So it was much more of a rewarding process when you didn't know if it was going to be there, and you saw it and you were like, ah, you got this. So that was the kind of the thrill of collecting back then, which as we've all experienced, as we're all kind of collectors, we still go through that. When we go to our stores, we find it, you find something you want to, I'm going to get this. So I've been collecting for, you know, decades now, and have no plans on stopping. So,
and I should have mentioned when I was talking before that the Fest for Beatles Fans, which was Beatle Fest at the time,
it's still Beatle Fest. Come on,
you know, it'll always be Beatle Fest. the flea markets, like when I first went,
tremendous.
I mean, I went in '81 was my first one, '82, '83. I mean, those tremendous flea markets. You died and went to heaven with the treasure trove.
Now it's
stuff.
The size of this room.
Yeah, it's it's small, and everybody's doing their business online. I mean,
I know that those more the flea markets at the fest were that was the place that was the best. That was the best place to be.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Meadowlands, yeah. Crown Plaza.
Yeah.
Many years.
Yeah, good memories.
Yes, right. And if you wanted to get bootlegs, you had to go to some room on the third floor and do a secret knock. You know?
Oh yeah, I got some. They used to be, from my memory, in the early '80s anyway, available. Right, with everything. They weren't hidden or anything, but that stopped, you know.
Yeah.
I remember picking up, for some reason, a lot of 8x10 glossy photos I was in. I don't know why. I'm not into that now, but that's what I was getting. They used to have, you know, a never-ending amount of tables with those. But even there, you know, things were always expensive.
It's
always seemed expensive, and they still are. A lot of people. In fact, I was just at my local record store today, and the owner was joking around saying, "Oh, you know, the Butcher covers will be like $100 in 5 years." I'm like, "No, they won't. The Beatles stuff does not go down. It just doesn't go down. You know, it goes up if anything."
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if we do get like a small lag here in between Beatle releases, like after Let It Be, we're not really sure if they're going to do anything, you know, right away after this whole Let It Be stuff is out. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if it's going to go into, you know, starting over with Please Please Me or with the Beatles. We don't know. Exactly.
You know, I heard a buzz somewhere, you know, from people who talk in the inside that, no, they were not going to do that. I think that's crazy. I mean, you went this far, you have to do all of them. They don't necessarily have to be on the 60th anniversary or whatever date it is, you know, but you're going to be coming up to 2023.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not, you know?
At the very least, you know, Rubber Soul and Revolver sets should be done.
Oh, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, but all of them. Just what I personally prefer, we all have our preference. I'm, for some reason, very interested in the early stuff. I'd rather go hear outtakes and stuff assembled that we haven't heard from sessions. From 63 to 65 is what I'm really...
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of that stuff, that's those 63 sessions, was a copyright dump in 2013. Did you grab that at the time?
But, I mean, there had to be other... I would guess there have to be other... takes. We didn't hear every tape, you know.
No, but I mean, it was a good chance to kind of get out. And these artists, they sneak these things out for the right. copyright dump, you know.
Yeah, because so, Dylan did a dump not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to know about that.
Well, it was so much in demand. There actually is a legit release of it now.
Right.
With the Harrison stuff.
Right. Yeah, and right. I love that idea, that series, that Dylan and bootleg series. I really wish the Beatles had something
bootleg
like that.
Series, baby.
I mean, those. There you go. Yeah. Just heard a song from there. Just to segue off a little, what was it called? Sitting on a Barbed Wire Fence. There was this song that I loved. I'm listening to a radio show, and they played this, and I'm like, that sounds like 1965 era, but I don't know this song. And it turns out it's off Volume 1 of the bootleg series.
The bootleg series, yeah.
And I have it.
Cool.
Didn't know it.
In the long box show or the skinny?
When it first came out, I had the long box. I don't have that anymore, but now I have this CD.
The CD, okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Very
cool. A little segue. Yeah, but we're all collectors at heart, right?
Yeah, you know. I mean, I started probably around 86. I want to say I did get the, I got a cassette walk.
I'm gonna say, let's channel the teenage Tom Hunyadi there.
Yeah, exactly.
Eighties hair.
I did definitely the mullet. Definitely.
I'm gonna scour Facebook and find a photo and use that.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, anyways, but I mean, I got a cassette Walkman, so I had a paper route, so I was able to, you know, start paying for my own cassettes. You know, I also was getting stuff for Christmas, and then I got a record player for Christmas one year. So then I started getting the vinyl. So then I'm accumulating stuff. So it was definitely mid 80s when I started getting stuff. And then I think it was in 89, I got a CD player. So then now I'm getting all the, going back and getting all the CDs, you know. So
yeah, it's great, you know? And it's better than collecting, you know, booze and drugs or whatever.
Crack pipes.
So that's how I always felt about it.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, so getting the McCartney 3, I mean, Joe, I mean, when the announcement was made, I remember there was a big hoopla over all the different variations. I mean, at first, there was not a lot of people that were really into it. I mean, do you remember what your initial opinion was on that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm being fair and honest about it. I thought, look, Paul's always giving us stuff, extras.
Yeah.
But this is way over the top, is what I first thought. I still think that. I'm trying to be fair-minded about it,
right,
even though now I've taken it all hook, line, and sinker. But at first, I was like, I'm not going to go a whole hog. I mean, I didn't do it with Egypt Station, not to keep throwing the infamous suitcase up again of Egypt Station, but I didn't go for that and some other things. But I said from the get-go, I said, when it comes to McCartney 3, I'm not going to go crazy. I mean, we'll get into that shortly, but how many things started coming up that day?
Well, that day, yeah. Initially, I think we probably got a good, you know, 7 or 8
just on the initial announcement.
Let's talk about that day. That was fun.
Oh, it was fun.
But insane.
It was. I remember, so I know, you know, myself, Andy, our buddy Dylan, my cousin David, we have a text feed, and we were just, you know, constantly texting each other back and forth on that. And then good old Mitch Axelrod, our buddy Mitch Axelrod from the Fab Four Free For All. I mean, he was just like, he was working overtime. And luckily for him, I got to tell you, I mean, he's the unsung hero from all that, because probably, you know, half of that stuff I wouldn't have gotten, or I wouldn't even known about if it wasn't him.
Mitch is the one that I really first saw. Well,
right.
Because I was at work, as you were too, Tom, right?
Yeah, I was
at
work.
And very busy. And all of a sudden, my nephew texts me and shows me the third man yellow with the black dots, which you can't get for $3,000 or $5,000 or something now, $3,000 or $5,000. But I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. You know, you gotta have that. But no, that's gone. So then he's like, well, there's a red one, third man red. Right. So he said, I'm going to order that for myself. Would you want me to order you one? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I couldn't do anything from where I was at the time. So he's like, you want me to order it? I said, yeah. So he said, all right, I'll order two. One for me, one for you. Great.
Right.
Then there's a green one. So I call up my girlfriend. And as I'm doing this, I'm falling, lagging behind in my work. And that's not good. It's kind of paced a certain way.
Right.
And she's like, I'll order you the green one, the Target green one. And
Right.
good thing I did, because even though other people subsequently managed to find very easily the Target green vinyl in their stores, I never saw one.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I'm glad, and as that came, but and I'm like, you know, that's good enough for me, really. I said, no, I don't
Right.
want everything. And then, you know, all the colors started, right? As you know, then it was like, oh, you know, there's
Well, then we
a
got the
white.
white, the indie white, and then we were getting the Newberry pink.
Newberry pink.
Newberry pink, and then obviously the very ultra rare black
And then,
was
I
announced
still
as
think that
well.
one's going to be the most hardest one to come by when it's all said
Yeah, and ultimately blue, yellow, then the Coke bottle
Yeah, the Coke bottle
Spotify.
Spotify.
The
Yeah,
clear,
yeah.
yeah, the
Yeah.
clear one.
And I
So yeah.
remember I finally went home, and you know, like I said, my girlfriend is more of a tech wizard, and you
Right.
know, she's got a PaulMcCartney.com account. You know, and we kind of go through that. And so we're sitting together, and she's like, you want to get the Spotify one too? And I'm like, ooh, that looks nice. I said, but no, I don't want that. I really, I said, I don't need everything. I don't need the white. I don't. So I was being good at first.
Right at first, right,
At first.
and then but here's the thing, though, is we still didn't have a track list. We
No.
still we didn't get in an advanced single, so
Well.
we were totally in the dark with this album as we're scraping
True.
to get. You know, Andy and I, we were communicating back and forth too, and I remember, you know, the first three I think that I ordered was the red, the white, and the pink. And I kind of put the Target green aside because I'm going, oh, there's no way this one's going to get,
Right, and
oh,
then
this one, there's no way this one's going to go quick. And that's the one that ended up going very quickly.
very quick, but then they
Yeah.
reissued it, and then you grabbed it.
Right, exactly. So I got the pink, I got the white, and I got the red right away. And pre-ordered the black as well from Amazon. But the cool thing, though, is while you were ordering all these, you were also getting charged, so you were kind of able to,
Stay
you know,
ahead of
pay
it.
it stay ahead of it and pay attention to, you know, how much you were spending at the same
Yeah,
time.
I gotta say, unlike Amazon, which they'll wait till they
Yeah.
ship it and they'll ding you all
Right.
once, this was kind of like, okay, it's been charged or whatever, and you just
Right.
kind of go through.
Right, right, right.
And what else could I say? You know, I wasn't going to get the white one, for example. And then when the day came to go to the store, I figured I'd get a black one. You know,
Yeah.
I want a black one. So I go to a store, not my usual store. They didn't even get them. They ordered them. They didn't get them for weeks, I think a couple of
Right.
weeks. And the store that I went to, an indie store, you know, they had the white. And he said, this is what we have. And at first I was like, well, I wanted the black. But you know what? I'll get, all right, if it's white, it's white. So I have another color. And it came with the poster
Right.
and all that. And
Well,
so I was happy about it. But
before we get to that part of it, but
I'm
then it
sorry.
also, but no, that's okay. But we're also, now we get the these boxes with the CDs. Okay, the vinyl was pretty
Oh.
much first, and then now we get the all this the
With
CD
the
dump.
one bonus track on each individual one.
Right. With one, exactly. And then but with what I think it was like five configurations of those. And I want to thank our great listener Susan Gagné for sending us that list again,
Thank
because
you,
it's
sir.
been a yeah thank you, Susan, because it's been a while since we've seen it. So I mean, you were getting a box, which, Joe, I think you have it right next to you, right? or
Yeah, I
or
have my
or, or
box, and
Andy,
so.
you got the box right there. So you could get it with a you can get it with a set of dice. You can get it with a shirt, a mask, or a hat. And then a couple weeks later, you could get it with a Christmas ornaments.
Really? Was there an ornament too?
Yes, there was
There was a Chris. There was an
four
ornament.
different ornaments.
Wow.
Was you telling me there was a Christmas ornament for this
Yes,
too?
you got. Is that the
Oh,
one in your hand there, Joe?
you mean like this? Is that what you're talking about?
Ah, okay.
Yes,
Wow.
yes.
So you tell me, you guys got all the box configurations, or what did you do? The mask? What did you just do? What did you do? The dice? What did you do?
I just did the dice. So I got the red, yellow, and blue dice. By the time I went to go get the white, that was sold out. So I just ended up getting the white deluxe CD.
Gotcha.
For some
Yeah.
reason, I don't know why, when it came to ordering these, I said, I really like the dice. I think that's the good
Right.
promotional thing with the
Well,
dice.
because we were pissed off because we didn't get that
And we
promotional,
didn't
you
get the
know.
promotional dice that were going on. So
Right.
I said, all right, I'm going to order, I think, four sets of dice. I'm going to get every four colors of dice, which is now look. Then I started thinking as I became more into it. It took me over. I said, you know, as a collector, you know, I want to represent everything. I should have got a hat.
Right.
An ornament,
A mask.
A mask. So, but the mask I did right away. I said, you know what? I'll order four dice sets and a yellow mask, face mask.
So you ended up affording five.
So I did that, you know, when you order it from Paul's site, and when you get it, is another chapter.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get
because
to.
Because it takes a while to get it. And the Christmas ornament that I just showed, that was after all the hoopla, after all died down, and there was nothing left but the ornaments. I said, you know, I should have one, at least one ornament, too, just because that's the way that I am. You can look up in there. I have them displayed up here on the top shelf, the corner. I just thought, yeah, I should have everything. And it's funny, for collector's purposes, I mean, as people have seen my videos, some may not have. I have a video where I open all, when I finally got my boxes, I opened them. And I had known that some people were getting the wrong orders. And I found myself waiting to open these boxes of four dice sets. I had already gotten a face mask. The face mask was okay. Now I'm opening four dice sets. I'm saying, you know, like I said, I should have ordered something else. Right. I should have mixed it up. I hope some of these are wrong. You know?
Okay. Well, now, hold that thought then. So now while we're waiting for release date, now we also get announcement for cassette release. We also get announcement for the music book release.
Yeah.
And we're also getting really more announcements for different color vinyl. We're getting orange, we're getting yellow, we're getting violet. You know, so it's just the machine was continuing to go. And then obviously then not long after the CDs were announced with the one bonus track, then we also got the announcement of the Japanese CD that Annie has in his hand right there. They had all four bonus tracks.
Yeah, I ordered that too. Got that too.
So there was a lot leading up. I mean, even a week before, I think they announced the violet color vinyl as well. So I mean, it was just like,
and I had ordered the cassette. You mentioned the cassette. I ordered it from somebody, and they took their time. I eventually got it. I should tell you,
Amazon.
It wasn't Amazon. It was I think
it's Music Vaults.
Vaults.
Yeah, because I got a story about that as well.
I think we'll get. If you want to get into that later, I'll save it. But what happened was, so I ordered this thing because you don't know where you're gonna find anything, and then of course, like the next day, I'm in a store, and when I'm picking up Newbery Comics, and I'm picking up Newbery Comics Pink, this is in there,
right?
You know, so I'm like, well. I ordered it, though, but who knows what's going to happen. So let me just pick up the cassette. It's here. It's on the shelf. So I'll have two. One of them I'll open. One of them I'll keep sealed.
Right.
And it turns out I ordered one from Amazon, too. I'm going to have, like, three of these at least by the time it's all over.
Right. Andy, you were pretty disciplined on this stuff. I mean, you didn't go as crazy as Joe or I.
No, I mean, listen, I got nine copies all in, you know, between the vinyls, the CDs, and the
crazy.
I wanted to. I indulged in a little bit. I like the colored vinyl aspect. I wasn't going to buy every one of them, like my co-host, but I ended up getting the red, the white, the pink, the black, and the Spotify for the vinyl. I got the Smokey cassette from Amazon. You did Music Vaults on that, which I'll let you talk about. But that was actually the first issue of anything that I got McCartney 3 wise, was just the cassette.
The cassette, no kidding. You know,
before any CD, vinyl, anything, was the cassette. That's the first time actually how I heard it physically was on the cassette. And then didn't have any luck with the Target Greens vinyl. I got one copy of the Target Green CD.
The CD,
But the vinyl, I checked like five Targets around me. Nothing. Right. And then I got my CD from the dice set, which was the red, and then my Japan. So those are my variants. So.
But even the CD, the Target Green CD, which was the first thing I got.
Yes.
You know, I went there, none on the shelves. Right. I asked a young guy. I got a video coming on that. It should be in a week or so.
Right.
Maybe next weekend. And the guy goes in the back and he goes, "Oh, look," and he comes out with one. Here you go. It's like,
see, they don't even know. They
you don't even know.
The online says it's in stock, but the people working in the store have no clue.
Right. Yeah, there was so yeah, we'll get to that in a second too. So we're getting all this stuff, and we still have yet to really hear anything. However, one radio show or
Oh, yeah.
one Breakfast with the Beatles did play "Find My Way" and "When Winter Comes," which we found out a couple like a week later or so that they weren't. So he wasn't
Big
supposed to.
no-no.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to play that. So, however, that
Thank you,
did
David Gargolino. Thank you.
yes. So, however, that did get us more excited
Yes.
for the record, you know.
You got
So,
Tom, I got to compliment you. You got it perfect, like the order and everything and the sequence of events. Because that's, and when I heard "Find My Way," I liked it immediately. I liked it. I thought that was people were saying there's no single for this record. I liked the album. Some people were saying it would hurt it, but I don't hear a single. I'm like, that's a single.
That's it.
Right.
That's the single.
And look, I mean, there's a good chance that there was a good chance that we weren't going to like this record. I mean, there was just as good as
Yeah,
that we
right.
weren't going to like it. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
So go ahead, Joe.
That's an important ingredient in this because
Right.
part of the reason I started going nuts on it and getting wanting to get all the variants is because and it was I liked the first listen when I finally got the CD, the Target Green CD, and I was playing it in my car. I mean, I liked it the first time, by the second or third, I mean, really, yeah, I really
Yeah.
liked it. And I'm like, now, imagine what a headache it would be if you're a collector that wants to kind of have a little of everything and
Right.
you hate the record. You
Oh,
know what I mean?
imagine just coming in and you're just like, "Oh God, why did I order
Good thing it wasn't off the ground, huh, Tom?
that?" No, exactly. Anyway, so release day. Excuse me, release day is here. Now, I saw the week before, actually 2 weeks
Well, the
prior.
first release date.
Yeah, the first release, 2 weeks prior. Target in their newspapers said that they were going to have the green vinyl in stores. So that kind of gave me hope to get the green vinyl because I did. That was one of the cop. That was one that I did not order. So I, woke up early. I literally have a Target that's a 5 minute walk from where I live. You know, first place I went, and like you, Joe, they had to go. There was nothing displayed. Okay, so get in there. Nothing displayed. Went to the lady who was stocking things. I said, "Hey, is there, it's McCartney 3 release. Do you guys have any?" So she went in the back. Nothing. So she went on her little gadget there. She said, "Okay, there's another Target at such and such location. They have a couple CDs out, and they have a couple records out." So got in my car, got there as quickly as I could. They had a few CDs, however, they only had the one vinyl. So I mean, I grabbed that right away, and that was my first. Luckily, I took that day off, to in order to do that.
I remember that.
And we were we were texting each other too as
Yeah,
part of the craziness. Hey, how you doing?
exactly. Yeah,
And it's like.
because then you went on that release day. You had the day off too, so you went, a store stop or store
I get
shopping.
my days
Well,
mixed up. I'm not sure
yeah.
which day was which, Tom.
I think this was the release
You know what I'm
day.
saying, Tom?
Yeah, I know, right?
But the thing is, so, well, then I'm jumping the gun here, but were you going to mention the Barnes and Noble Blue? Because that was another issue. There's Barnes
Yeah,
and Noble
we can
here.
talk
Nobody
about that
had
as well. Yeah,
it.
nobody had that. So I'm thinking, okay, so that was another call I made on release day. I called them like 5 minutes before they opened, saying, "Hey, do you have the blue exclusive?" The guy said, "Yes." So I said, "Okay, can you put it on hold for me when it comes in?" And he said, "Yeah." So he was expecting that they were going to have it in the store. So, 2 days later, he calls me saying it's here. So I went there, went to go pick it up. It wasn't the blue. It was just this regular standard black. So I ended up not buying it. So I don't know if any of the Barnes and Nobles
Actually
ended
got
up
them in. I don't know
actually
about
got
that
it.
because yeah,
So,
I don't think so.
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I wound up a lot of the ones I mentioned when I went crazy. I wound up having to get them because I passed up on them initially when they were offered for the regular price. I did spend over the price for some of these on eBay, but they weren't what I deemed. insane prices. I mean, I wouldn't go, over $75. I mean, I don't know. I was able to get a bunch of them, like the Barnes and Noble Blue and some other ones. In fact, the only ones I'm missing are, well, the Violet, which I know you have,
Yeah, it's beautiful.
and also the Third Man Limited 333 copy yellow with the dots that, you're not going to get that unless they repress it or if somebody throws it in the garbage and you find it or something.
You wait 50 years, it might be in someone's attic or something,
You never get,
Yeah.
never know. I won't be around 50 years,
But
but okay.
anyways, yeah, but yeah, we all Annie and I, we also have a HMV blue coming as well. So I want to give a shout out to my boy Martin Quibble for getting those for us. So thank you for that, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
And I wanted to discuss, I don't know if this is now or later, you let me know about what happened when I was doing a live stream. Remember? And
Oh yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, because
save
there's
it.
questions on that too, because these a lot of the all of these color vinyls were limited to a certain number, right? Yes, so either 1500, 333, 2000, 3000. So I also want to just say to everybody out there too, I want to make this stress this for us, we are collectors. However, the music is the most important thing
Yes. Yes. Good.
to
Good
us.
point. Good point.
It's silly for people out there. Yeah, there's people out there that just collect. They put it on the shelf. They don't open them, whatever. Us three and others that we know, we are going to open these. We're going to listen to them. And even if we didn't like it, I mean, the music is what's important.
Well,
And
the
you
music
can,
is always number one. I mean, I get that a lot from people. When I do my videos and in my comments, people will say, "Oh, the music is the most important thing, not collecting things." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? I like both. If you were to put a gun to my head and say, you must choose, is it the music or the physicality of having something? I'll pick the music. The beautiful thing is, I don't have to make such a choice. I can do both."
Exactly. So, okay, release day now is here. Now we're all anxious. I've got a couple. I think Andy, you got the cassette first on release day, correct?
Just the cassette, yeah.
All right, because you ordered it on Amazon, and which was probably the smart thing to do. Now I ordered, and it looks like Joe ordered. We both ordered ours through Music Vaults.
Yeah, because that
Now,
was the first published link where you could get the cassette.
correct,
Right. That's
correct,
why I jumped on it.
correct.
Not
Now
Amazon.
they Music Vaults also did the yellow. Now I will tell you that the yellow, I think, was either the first or second copy I got while with from in the mail. So we're waiting for all of these. So I ordered the cassette before I pre-ordered it. I still to this day have not got a shipping notification. Now, last week, last Friday, now today is what, the 18th? So a week ago Friday, I emailed them saying I wanted to cancel the order. So I've been waiting to be acknowledged on that. So finally, this morning when I woke up, I got an email saying they cannot cancel the order because it's already been processed. Well, fine, but I still have not gotten a shipping email.
Oh, so you couldn't can't they would
I
not honor the
couldn't. No, they
cancellation. Now,
wouldn't
see,
let
that's
me.
interesting again because I say we, my girlfriend and I together, we she ordered it for me from Music Vaults cassette first thing, and like you, I didn't get any shipping confirmation or anything that so. I followed the lead, your lead, and other people's lead. Said I'm going to cancel it, because I since heard it was available from. I had one anyway. I found it in the store, but I wanted to get another one to open the cassette and one to keep sealed.
Sealed, right.
So I ordered one from Amazon. Interestingly, I haven't got any Amazon yet. That's not till February. I don't know why. What's up with that? But I was surprised the other day we did cancel it. I thought we canceled it, and I did get mine. From Music Vault, so this is the one I did open, and I don't know if it was canceled, and I got it anyway. Like we were, I don't know if we were refunded and got it anyway.
Right, yeah.
You know, but
I like the look of the cassette.
It's nice.
Is that what they mean by smoke?
Smoky tint. Yeah.
That's nice. For those of us who like such things, you know, sometimes people collect stamps and they're like, "Ooh, look at this."
Right. The cassette is nice though because it has, and Joe, I don't know if you've played it, but the cassette has the old school analog hissy sound.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. It's a much, much different listening experience. I've listened to it on a cassette a few times. It's got a nice classic analog tape hissy sound to it, just like Egypt Station did.
Right.
The cassette as well.
Gotcha.
Well, and what about, can we talk about the black vinyl and the spines and all that stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about that because, again, now here's another issue with the black vinyl.
Major geeky stuff here, people.
Yeah. Yes. So, believe
the
me.
The thing is now with the vinyl, Amazon is usually perfect with, you know, shipping it before release day so you get it on release day. That's been the most frustrating thing about this whole experience is all these other companies are shipping it on release day.
PaulMcCartney.com. Like, come on, get your crap together. Find somebody that will get the thing on release day to us.
Yeah, that was the whole thing we didn't cover yet, how long it took to get those boxes.
Oh, yeah, and I've got that written down here. But the spines, really cool thing now. Now that cassette you just had in your hand, Andy, that's got the three lines on it, correct?
Joe had it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See the three, McCartney, the Roman numerals, right?
Right. Roman numerals. Now all of them are like that, except for the one black vinyl that I have,
which is the dots. That's the Amazon one.
Yeah. Which I have it right here. Yes, I see that, baby.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go.
That's the only thing that we know that has the only three black
dots on it. Why?
I don't know. And the back of that, Tom, before you put it down, that does say 2020 on it, right?
Yeah, Mike, I don't think I have any copies that say 2021 because you did find a copy that said 2021 on it.
Yeah, Joe had sold one.
I wanted to get a black vinyl copy. Finally, my regular store got up like three or four. They went like that. I wound up getting, give me a black vinyl. I get the thing, and I'm noticing it didn't have the black dots on it on the black doors. It had the regular
Roman
numerals, and I'm like, oh, that's unusual. And then I look at the back, and I happen to notice it said 2021 release.
Right.
Like that. I'm saying 2021. I'm saying, what is this? And then I realized somebody pointed it out, I should say, to me, one of my viewers, and then I saw it said EU.
Right.
It's in the EU, my copy. Yeah. It's not USA.
Okay.
The black vinyl. So I'm like, what I immediately did was I went over to Amazon. I don't know if it's too late. And because now I want the black dots like Tom has that he just showed. This is what I'm telling you. Guys, I've been collecting for a lot of years. This is the geekiest, nerdiest I've ever gotten or something. But that's why I said I want the black dots too. I want to have all. Somehow along the line, I got sucked in that I want all the variations, and I'm having fun collecting them.
I'm
having a ball, and for some reason, I justified it in my mind by saying this is like a one shot thing. Something about McCartney 3 will be the record in history that went through this. So I'm gonna go all in. Now, if all the other ones, anything to come from here on out, winds up having the same kind of multiple variants and stuff, I'll eat those words. But I thought, I'm just really into this whole mystique of this thing having so many variants.
Yeah, and then on top of that, not only do you have that thing with the spine, but now you have three different copies that have the back, different back cover. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you got the Third Man Red that you had with him with his eyes closed. You had the Target Green with him in front of the microphone. And then the standard seems to be, you know, with him with the bigger port picture was him on the horse. So this is, you know, that picture there that's pretty much
technically
standard.
If you want to get technical, there's even another one, a variant, because it's that one with the horse from Third Man Yellow.
Right.
That has a yellow, got a yellow dice tint to it.
Right. Yes.
So
it's just madhouse. It's been quite the experience. So now as release day has come and gone, you know, we're stuck with what we have, and now it's a waiting game. Now you did find a couple copies, right, Joe? I mean, you did find the Newberry Pink right away.
Yeah, I was able to go right to Newberry and get the Newberry Pink in the store.
Okay,
and I went to the another, like I was saying earlier, another regular record store, and they had the Indie White. that was numbered, hand numbered,
And you
and I
got the
had a
poster
poster
to
with
go
it.
with that
And a
too.
poster, if you know, from the store, if you bought it there,
Right.
they got a poster with
Okay.
it. So then I was all in. By now, I had heard the album and I really liked it. I'm like, no, I'm going to get every one with a poster, one without a poster. It's got this back, got that back, this spine, that spine.
Right.
I was like, yeah, this is the collector bug in me was into it, and I was having fun. And if I couldn't, if I wasn't in a position to do it financially, and like I keep telling people, it seems like I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm just,
Right.
what's the word I want to look for? Irresponsible.
Yeah.
Can't I pay the bills are all paid, but I
Right.
live on the edge with that. So I'm
Right.
like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it
Right.
otherwise, if I really couldn't at all.
So now in the coming weeks, after a week's gone by, there's where I didn't get anything that first week that I didn't buy in the store. And you're also seeing a lot of people now online, expressing their frustration,
Yes.
especially on, the McCartney, with Mitch and, the McCartney Facebook pages and stuff like that. So then carry over. The second week is when I think I finally started getting like the Newberry Pink, the Indie White. So it was really like really 2 weeks later. Now the funny thing is I was seeing people were actually getting their Japanese CD before they actually got any of the
Yeah,
the vinyls.
but if they opted for the, quicker expedited shipping, they got it, which you could do.
Okay, is
That was
that
an
what it
option.
was? Okay,
You had
right,
options. You
but
could
like $20 or something like that, right?
or more. I think it was like $20 or $30 if you wanted to pay for that. You could have. I literally just got my Japanese CD, I think 2 days ago.
Okay, and that's got the back with him with his eyes
Yeah,
closed.
that's a good way to show the other back, another back of him with the eyes
Right.
closed.
Yeah.
Although I didn't get the calendar with that. What was that about? Some of them got a calendar with
Yeah, I
it.
got one.
Yeah.
I got a
I never
calendar
got
with
that.
mine.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
It didn't, yours didn't come with a calendar?
No, I'm trying to think where I deep discounts where I sent for mine. Where did you? I think it
Oh,
was deep discount.
I bought it directly from that CD Japan
Yeah,
slash
slash
Zion.
Japan.
Yeah,
There you go. That's
yeah.
what I should have done. Now I need
Yeah.
the poster now, folks.
Right.
Anybody out there, send it to my local record store, care of Mr. Mayo. Or Mr. Mayo, care of the record store.
I will tell you that was the last thing I did order a week ago was the I did give in and I did get the Japanese
Oh, it
red
says not for
because
sale on the calendar too.
no, it's not for sale, huh? There you go. Sorry,
No, that's
Joe.
right. Rub it in, rub it in. Put those three words that really make collectors drool.
There's always a price.
Right. Because not only did I have to have the same on the vinyl, I had to have the same on the CD as well, the three different back covers,
I
so
should mention that we're talking about posters and calendars. The
yeah.
Third Man Red vinyl, Third Man Red, also
Right.
had a poster in it,
Poster
a
inside,
different
correct.
kind of
Let me
poster. Another, yet another
actually
alternate.
grab that. Now I can see if I can
Yeah, I didn't have anything really handy here except for the things I've shown you. Otherwise, I figured Tom would be more than equipped and ready
Yeah,
to
I
go.
should have been a little bit. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't have my stuff ready.
That's all right,
And that's
but
another
yeah, I mean it is
good
there is
shot of
a yeah.
the
So there you go, right there. Kind of
back.
creepy, but kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah.
He's just sleeping, he's just dreaming of his money he's making with this.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And the one that I got from the record store, Indie White, is similar to that, same style, but he's on the drums.
He's on the drums. Okay, so there was also two different posters that you could have gotten.
So he's playing
Thank you, Joe.
drums in the Indie White. He's playing guitar, Third
Right.
Man Red.
Right.
Come on.
Now I will tell you that once all of the well, go ahead. Go
Speaking
ahead.
of white, we didn't
Yeah.
talk about the signatures, or is that later down, the autograph copies, or is that
Yeah, we
later
can
down?
yeah,
I
we'll
don't
talk about
know.
that in a second, but I will tell you as I'm getting these, I will tell you, I am very impressed. I am a big fan of how sharp all of the colors have been. I don't, maybe the only one I probably wasn't really exactly thrilled about was the Target Green, but all of these colors I've been very impressed with. So I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
No, not especially. I mean, I like them, but I like the Target green actually because it was like a weird, a
Yeah,
light
it was
lime
weird,
green.
right? I was
Lime
expecting
green.
it to be a more sharper,
Bolder, dark, a
green
little bolder,
green.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I guess I kind of want. I like some people don't like it, but I kind of like a little bit of see-through, a little transparent-y kind of color vinyl too. Or if there's something a little wishy in there going on,
The orange, yeah,
translucent.
translucent. The orange and violet were translucent. Yes.
The orange one I got didn't seem to be. Isn't that crazy? It didn't
Yeah.
seem to be. I looked at it. I'm like, I was expecting it to be.
I think
This is
that was it.
Or was it the yellow?
that red one is my absolute favorite of all the colored ones,
Yeah.
though.
Let me
Without
double
a
check. It could have been the yellow that was translucent, but I erased all of the pictures that I had taken of all of them. But yeah, it's probably the yellow. I think it's the yellow and the violet that are translucent. So,
Okay.
but yeah, just a lot. But anyways, yeah. So then there was like three that had the signatures on them, and those were the indie white ones, right, Joe?
Yeah,
Yeah.
supposedly. Well, the story I've been hearing is that supposedly Paul signed inside 10 copies at random in the white,
Okay.
indie white, US,
Yeah.
US. And I've seen a picture of at least one of them online with a certificate saying it's authentic.
Right.
And it looked like it was just the, like, what do you call those? A slick of the actual album cover signed by Paul. That's in
Okay.
the album, like a
Okay.
sheet.
Oh, the sheet that the
A signature.
it's not the album sleeve?
No, it's
No.
like it looks like I think they call it it's like a slick, right? It actually looks like the album cover, but it's a piece of a copy of it,
Okay.
laminated that's inside the album with its gift
Ah.
certificate. I saw one of them online, but I haven't heard anything else about this. And then supposedly 10 random copies of the white. If you
Right.
go through the white, but I haven't heard any more of this. People revealing their golden ticket, so to speak,
Right.
like Willy Wonka,
Right.
which,
Right. So
I.
you've gotten everything now that you ordered, right, Joe?
No, well, except for the story about the YouTube stream, what I found out about,
Right. Go
I'm
ahead.
still waiting for that. Did I get everything else? Well, no, because one thing I'm still waiting on is a little while ago when I said that I wanted to get those. Sounds Nerd City, folks. The
Right.
three dot spine, the white
Right.
spine, US. I quickly, in January, early in January, I think it was, or late December, maybe even, I ordered from Amazon that, along with another cassette,
Right.
and that says February. I have no idea why. I mean, Amazon's usually
Really?
quick. Why, after the Christmas rush and everything, the date is given is February. I'm hoping that the one I receive, even though I didn't act fast enough, is going
Right.
to be a US, like you had, white spine, black
Right.
dice dots on it. I'm hoping that's what it's going to be. I'm not going to get another EU
Right.
substitute.
Right.
You
So I
know.
would kind of think then with if this album did come out on the 18th, that I don't know if the shipping would have been any better, but with it coming out the week, later, and now competing with the holidays, and with one extra day a week not getting, mail or whatnot, then I mean that was really a very frustrating, week or 2 weeks actually, because Joe, you actually called MP or the place in the plant in Ferndale, Michigan, right?
No, you couldn't get anybody. I called FedEx
Okay.
and they kept blaming it on the McCartney store,
Right.
saying you got to call them and you got to say, and you couldn't call them. You had to email the
Right.
McCartney store. They give you, I've heard other people got the standard response,
Okay.
generic thing,
Right.
but then I started seeing movement when I did that because I hadn't seen movement. It was stuck in
Ferndale,
Ferndale,
like 2 weeks.
Michigan. And I
Yeah.
just stayed there, and you check in like every hour or every day. At least I was checking every hour, every other
Yeah.
day, maybe an hour on an hour, and it was stuck. Then it would move like to another place.
Right.
Some people were saying it went, closer to them than the other direction away from them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine went to Pennsylvania rather than getting closer to Arizona. So that was really frustrating too. And that was like 6 days it was there.
Oh, it
So,
was frustrating.
but you actually learned that the FedEx actually goes to goes to that plant to pick up the
boxes. They have to. How was it? They have to pick it up, or McCartney store has to tell them to get it. They put all the responsibility on the McCartney store, you know.
Gotcha.
That they have to like give it to us or tell us there's something ready, you know. Get a shipping label and all. And I'm like, look, it was insane. And meanwhile, you're watching, or I'm watching videos. A lot of my friends on YouTube make videos, and they're all like, "I got mine."
Right.
And it's like I'm so jealous, you know. Right. I want mine, you know. Let's go.
Because normally you're like a person that will find early copies.
I tend, for some, I usually get lucky. That's why I really couldn't complain, because I a lot of times get things early. Mm. Not this time.
Right.
Not this time.
I don't think anybody got anything early.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. You know, but, so waiting was just really, really, you know, annoying. But were you guys, Andy, were you happy with what you, when you were getting stuff, were you happy with what you were getting?
Eventually, yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like to the point where I was so ticked off that this stuff wasn't coming. Because, you know, release day comes, and if you have, you know, if you have a music subscription to Spotify or Apple,
right,
you can at least listen to it. Like, I remember you and I spoke that day,
right,
because we were going to go live that night to review it, and I remember you saying, you'll have the date, actually, even if you don't get it physically, you can at least listen to it on your phone, car, work, whatever, to at least get familiar with it. So because we have the ability to actually hear the music that way, it would be worse if we didn't have those way to get it, you know. And then if you're waiting actually to get physical copies, because we have the ability to get those things through streaming services, it kind of it quenched the thirst a little bit. So it wasn't, the collector in me wasn't like dying, because you'd like to have everything.
Oh yeah, of course, absolutely,
as it comes through. But again, like you said, about two weeks after, the vinyl started to trickle in, and the whites, and remember the white was the first one I got, and I wasn't totally like ticked off with the whole shipping process. I mean, the only one I was really ticked off about was the Japan one, because that took. But again, I didn't pay for super fast shipping, so it came. So
what do you recall how long it was? Was it like 3 weeks or?
It probably a month.
Oh, so you pre-ordered it prior to release date? That's okay. Yeah.
That's the other thing too. These were pre-orders.
Right.
Yeah. So it was probably a good month of waiting for the Japan one. And that was the really longest one. Everything else was fine in terms of everything else that I've gotten. So, yeah.
Right. So now we're thinking, okay, these are, once they're sold out, that's it. Okay. So I remember a couple weeks ago now, Joe's doing a live chat, and I'm listening to his live chat. But while I'm listening, I'm also just scrolling Facebook on my phone while I'm listening to him on my laptop. And I see that the Coke bottle is now back in stock on the UK McCartney store. So it's funny, because I know I knew Joe, that was one that you didn't get. So I, you know, typed in, Joe, these are available again. And you were like, okay, wait a second. So you stopped the live stream.
Yeah. Oh,
you
know? That was loads of fun. Oh, right.
Because it wasn't only me, because then, you know, other people were telling you too during that live stream.
Yeah, I was doing this.
You actually stopped it a couple times.
Yeah. As Tom says, I was doing the live stream on my channel and talking Beatles and solo Beatles stuff, McCartney 3. And then, because I hadn't wanted, remember I told you a little while ago, I hadn't really wanted it. My girlfriend said, should we order this one on Spotify? I said, nah, it's nice, but forget it. Then it got sold out. As we should say, all these were all out of stock, and they were all going for hundreds of dollars on eBay and other places. So I really, really hated that I never got that Coke bottle one. That's really nice.
Yeah.
The translucent one. And then what happens, Tom was the first one in the comments during my live stream. And he says, you know, it's available on Paul's UK, right? UK site.
Store,
again.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I know Tom's, you know, but Tom's Tom. I mean, I trust Tom, you know.
Yeah.
But other people say, yeah, you know, get it, it's true, you know, you gotta get. So I left the live stream going. I just get up out of my chair in this room and just let all of you can talk amongst yourselves. I got business, and I'm inside, and again, my poor girlfriend, I'm, you know, but she, you got, I meant to mention that. Yeah.
Right.
She is terrific. My girlfriend is the best when it comes to accepting my hobbies. She's accepting, she's supportive. The main reason is she understands because she collects things and she has a room full of stuff too, other things, not Beatles.
Right.
So she encourages me sometimes where I might say, no, I don't need that. She goes, no, you do need that. You need it. So she does that. The reason I mention that is she's been a sweetheart through this entire thing, completely helping me out and looking out for me and ordering things for me. But even she said, I got to tell you something, babe. This is really crazy. This is out of control. That's why I built it up. You know, she
Right.
said, this is nuts. And in fact, I made a video, which I took down after a while, where when I finally said to her, I'll get back to this, but it's a good story. Let me tell you, I'll get back to the live stream. You know, I said, where's my box? My boxes, they're not here.
Right.
It's taking weeks. It's a month. I ordered this 3, 4 weeks ago. It'll come. She says, don't worry, you'll get it. Finally, it comes. I go, babe, I got it. And I show her the box. She didn't know what to expect. I go, here it is.
Right.
And she was hysterical laughing. She was like hilarious because she expected this to be something a little bit more
Elaborate,
exciting looking than a cake
yeah.
box. And she was laughing like crazy. And I was inspired. I took the camera out. I'm like, oh, I got to get this. I said,
Right.
don't lose that. Don't lose the humor. This is great. So I let the camera run and I'm like, babe, look at this. My box. And she's, box is here, is it? And she's laughing. It's just a box with three dots. Oh my God. And I knew as I was shooting it
Right.
that some people would misread it as if, oh, he's control. His girlfriend thinks that his collecting is idiotic. He, you know, doesn't, she thinks it's so stupid. No, that wasn't it at all, folks, rocket scientists out there. That wasn't what it was. Some people got it, some people didn't get it. But the reason I mention it is because even she was like thinking this is excessive. So went back to the live stream with the Coke bottle. It comes back, it's available, Coke bottle translucent on Paul's UK site.
Right.
She's got a thing to she has a password and such to the US site, but you gotta go all over again and join again, and then
On the UK,
she
okay.
couldn't join because I had to join, and then it was the password wasn't taking the password, and then they have a thing where if you don't act fast enough, it times out. Like you lose, you're there, and it
Yeah.
times out,
Yeah,
and
kind of like buying a
don't,
ticket, concert ticket.
yeah, you know, yeah,
Gotta do it
right,
quick.
exactly, you
Yeah.
know, and it was. I wish I had all the details to make it funny of everything that could possibly go wrong, where we had to switch the password. Then you got to check your phone. We're sending you the new code that you know, chewy. Okay, now we got to do it. Now you put a password. And meanwhile, the whole time she's panicking more than anything because she wants me to get this Coke bottle thing before they're all sold out because they sell out like that. And I'm
Right.
saying, look, it's okay. I said, even though I really was dying for it, I said, if we don't make it, we don't make it. You know, I don't have to have it. I'm thinking, oh, I really want it though. And somehow we did it, and it was not easy to do this. And we made it, but something else happened where two of them got logged in. One time when we got shut down, we couldn't change the amount, quantity from two to one. So we wound up having to order two. And that's where that goes. And I don't know when I'm going to receive that.
Right.
I have no idea. I haven't even followed through with. I haven't even gotten notices that they're shipped from the UK. I don't even know when I'm
But I
going to
think
get
they
them.
said they were going to be available in January, if I remember correctly.
Oh, well, we're there. It's, as
So,
we record this, it's what?
yeah, it's
January
January. It's
18th. Yep.
January 18th.
Right. But what were your opinions as you were getting stuff coming in, Joe? I mean, were you happy with what
Oh,
you were
all you
getting?
got to do is if you want to, if I plug myself, watch a
Yeah.
video where I say I'm opening four more boxes or something and
Yeah.
I'm deliriously thrilled. I was just involved and really into it and really just dedicated, and I was just living the moment. You know, people try to say be in the moment. This is the moment now of McCartney 3 mania.
Yeah.
I was just enjoying it. As I make this video, I feel like it's past a little bit. I feel like it's over now. You know, I mean,
Well, yeah.
the craze was December, say 18 to January 18, about a month. Now it's like, yeah, I'm not as fanatical about it, although I did manage to order this shirt online because I knew I was going to be doing this show. And
That's cool.
Beetle Brad had one of these. I he
Ah.
actually had one. So that made me decide to be inspired to go look myself to see what I could find.
How long did that take you to get?
Well, that was about a week.
Okay.
Luckily, I made it
All
before
right.
the show.
Right.
You know.
So is there anything, Andy, I know I think you're all set. I mean, was there anything that you regretted not getting, or is there anything you still think, well, maybe I should have got that?
I've been at a couple record stores over the last few weeks, and I've seen the sheet music version
All
that's
right.
out there, which I
So,
know Joe got, and Joe
yeah, excuse
Stevens
me,
got
Andy, I
some.
don't mean to interrupt. I was in one store, and they happened to have it there. And I said, I wasn't going to get that either. It also has a CD in it,
See
right?
inside it, right?
Another album.
Yeah, I think
But the album.
it was like $25, and I'm like,
Right.
do I need this? I passed on that, but I'm pretty satisfied. Maybe if I mean, maybe I would like to get another, like maybe the purple vinyl if I had jumped on that. Maybe, like, I know you had been very proactive in getting just about everything. Or, well, really the Target. I really would have liked to have gotten the Target green because
Right.
that was an exclusive. Out of all the ones I didn't get, the Target green is the one I would have really would have liked to have gotten.
Gotcha.
But no, I'm pretty happy with what I got.
Okay, cool,
The only
cool.
thing I'd quibble about, I was telling Tom this early on, I like the fact that the different dyes that are on the cover, some of them have
Oh,
corresponding colors.
goes
Right,
with the vinyl.
which is cool.
And
Now
I really
imagine if
like
all
that.
of them were like that.
Oh, they
Now, or
will.
like that. It's game set match. I mean,
Right.
I would have gone hook, line, sinker.
Right. You would have
However you want,
purple,
whatever. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
purples, co-spot,
Oh, are you kidding?
whatever.
If the orange had an orange dye on the
Well, you
cover,
do
I
have them all,
forget it.
though. You do, right? You do
Well,
have.
almost.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying my enthusiasm for
Oh,
them
yeah, the
would have been
enthusiasm.
tenfold, you
Because at
know.
first, I that
Yeah.
after a while, I was saying that that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Then I'll only get the ones with the color that have
Right.
the color dye
Color,
corresponding. But then I
right.
said, no, I want all the colors. You know, I just went crazy for it. And did you
Right.
see the download one, which I'm not a fan of
Oh, with the
downloads?
swirl. I was
Yeah.
really actually kind of hoping for some kind of splatter
Hey,
vinyl, you know.
it's early.
Hey, well, we're gonna get to that. Well, hold on.
I'm
That's
way ahead
early,
of you.
sure is. Anyways, but you're still waiting on a couple things, Joe. We're still waiting on the Coke bottle. You know, Annie and I are still waiting. We're still waiting on the blue
I got the Coke bottle.
HMV.
I got the
Well,
Coke
no,
bottle.
I'm sorry, the blue HMV
Oh, blue HMV. Yes.
from Europe. I mean, that's gonna take. I mean, I'm now
Nah.
expecting that
You see, I
overnight.
haven't done that. You see, that's a good example. There's a red. I heard it was identical though to the Barnes and Noble blue. The
Right.
blue
The blue, right.
HMV and Barnes and Noble.
See, that's the thing though. They were announced separately. So they were one the HMV, I think, was announced on release day. I mean, I'm sorry, on when announcement day. Okay, it took another week or so, I think, for the Barnes and Noble's blue, or another day, I think, or something like that, for the Barnes and Noble's to be announced. They weren't announced on the same day
And there are two
because
red, aren't there two red
yeah, there's
also?
two red too. There's like a capital red, and then there's the third man red.
Right.
Right. So,
Yeah, so that's what. So just so people out there know,
right.
I could safely say I didn't get every
Right.
one.
And the other weird thing too, I just want to bring up real quickly is that, you know, from my understanding, all of these were pressed at Third Man Records in Detroit, Michigan, from my understanding. But then you're also getting, you know, made in Germany
Right.
on a few of them. What exactly is made in Germany? Is it the sleeve? You know, what is, you know, are they some of them pressed in Germany? You know, what's the
I would think so. All everything's supposed to be Third Man.
That's from my understanding that all these different colors, except for like the
The
HMV.
records might have been pressed in at Third Man, but maybe the sleeves were made
Maybe the sleeves in Germany. Who
in
knows? I
Germany.
don't know.
But
Right, right.
why are the ones that say Third Man the only ones? You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I don't know.
Actually, anything. So that's it. So let's just talk about the future now of McCartney 3. You know, what could be, you know, because, you know, if he's going to follow suit, you know, you look at when New was released, you know, a few months down the line, we got the mini super deluxe box set that had what a DVD and a bonus CD. You know, months after release of Egypt Station, we got what, you know, we got the suitcase, we got the you know, all the deluxe vinyl and the deluxe CD. You know, what could we expect the same thing here? You know, even though we got all of these different variations or variants, or whatever you want to call them, Does he dare release another?
Oh, there'll be a deluxe. There'll be a deluxe edition of this in a year.
Right. Well, there were rumors going around. You probably heard them that there were supposedly 25 tracks.
Right.
Right. Initially, yeah, you know, with the initial rumors. Yeah.
Now, it could be just a rumor. If it's true, because, right, you know, a lot of people are saying also, you know, these, I heard people complaining, some people, these things we're getting are not really bonus tracks. They're just outtakes of the tracks existing, or right, demo, a phone demo, or whatever. It's not new, so different songs. So they're not really, right, bonus tracks. So those are still, yeah, remain to be seen if there are any extra songs.
Would be nice. It would have been nice to have gotten other tracks that were not demos of the album.
Yeah,
album
tracks,
whatever.
Maybe that's the plan. I don't know.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we shall see. Hopefully,
you know that, you know, us three idiots are going to buy it.
I'm in. I'm in. Just say when.
Yeah, you just say it. When exactly.
You know,
no, and yeah, and that's fine. You know, I'm. I think by now, we should be expecting it. You know, just after, yeah, you know, from what he's done in the past. I mean, it should be, you know, expected, in my opinion, anyway. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, but I mean, Joe, you want to add anything else about that?
Oh no, not really much to say. We do, you know, the sky's the limit with Paul.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to come. People were joking, saying maybe there's going to be a casino box or something. You know, gambling box, roulette right, wheel, with dice, yeah, and stuff. Oh, that sounds cool. But
with the dice,
know,
yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, but you know, even I gotta watch it because when it's, if things start getting $400, $500,
yeah,
even though in a roundabout way that's what you spend if you over.
Well, yeah, add it all up, but
right,
you know, like Tom said, it's you know, you buy one version, it comes out, it's out, it's gone, you know, and you know, kind of, you can keep track of what you're doing a little bit. So
right, honestly,
it wasn't like we bought all this in one shot, you know.
With the Egypt Station suitcase, I mean, I wasn't that impressed with it.
You're never going to live this freaking suitcase down.
No.
I know I won't.
Forget that Tom got it. I understand. Hey, look, if anybody understands, it's me, why you did it, right, you know. If it was cheaper, even my girlfriend said, you know, if that was like $250 or something,
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You should have got it, something like that. I mean, it's a cool thing, no doubt about it.
Oh,
know?
No, it's...
And when
it's,
you go to Beetlefest, you could put your underwear and socks in there and travel with it if you want. But I just didn't, right, you know, it didn't really... Other than being a completist, it didn't, for me personally, didn't really knock, right, me out, what was in there. So we'll see, you know.
Do you think if you were, like, really in love with the album, that might have changed your,
yeah,
your, you know what I mean?
You mean Egypt Station? Yeah, I think it's gotten to the point where I like this album better than Egypt Station.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So I don't, I mean, no, didn't dislike Egypt Station at all.
Right.
You know, my whole thing was I just felt it was pretty good. You know, it was, right, you know, pretty good.
I go back and forth between this and Egypt Station. One minute I like this better, than the other minute I like Egypt Station better.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Tom.
No, but I'm all, yeah, I'm, well, I was all crazy about Egypt Station, absolutely. I am liking this album slightly better. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. I mean, I think there's something to love with every track on this album in my
yeah, it's opinion. Gotten to that with me pretty much.
You know.
I mean, so, that, you know, I have favorites, but yeah.
Right. Great. Well, that's our chat on the collecting McCartney
the
3.
Mania.
Mania McCartney 3. So, Joe, tell, I mean, if there's people out there that don't know about your channel, please tell us about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay. For those who don't know, and I think a lot of you already do who are probably watching this on YouTube, I have a channel called Mean Mr. Mayo. And it started out as a vinyl collecting channel, really, collecting different, right, vinyl by, you know, Beatles and solo Beatles, but all artists. And then as time went on, it became very, you know, Beatle-focused, and it's mostly Beatles. And, you know, I show things that I buy, collectibles, do reviews, I do things that are a little off the path, like I just put a video up about my record store. I hang out at the record store. There's a bunch of characters there, like almost like a sitcom in itself, a reality show. It's almost like
your version of the Whack Pack from the Howard Stern Show.
The Whack Pack. Or Pawn Stars.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
PAWN, folks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I do that, and I occasionally do these rant videos, which, you know, some people like, some people don't, when something really... Yeah. gets under my skin, and you know, you try. The idea of them is to let off steam, but also to be humorous. Because sometimes I find that I laugh when I can relate. Somebody can't
Right.
stand it. You know how frustrating this is. What, you know, we all can relate to that. So I'm
Absolutely.
trying to do different things all the time with the channel. And yeah, I was going to put movie reviews. I like movies also, but I did a separate channel for that. I'm trying to grow
All right,
that.
what's
That's
that one?
called,
Tell us about that one.
yeah, I should mention that. It's
Oh,
called
yeah.
Mayo's Movies. I'm going to come up with a better title someday, but right now it's just Mayo's Movies, all one word. And I don't dedicate as much time because I've gotten spoiled by my main channel, where when you put a video up, you know, it gets good response for the most part, and I'm used to getting more feedback and stuff with. It's very slow growing this. You don't get as many views. You get 100 views maybe instead of like 2,000. You know, so I'm not used to it. But I'll grow it.
Cool. Excellent. Excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes open for all the videos that you put out. And obviously, Joe is my co-host on Talk More Talk, so I'm really glad that he's a part of that show. He really brings a lot of his personality to that show. And
And I love doing it. I love doing it. So I'm so thankful to be a part of it. You know, it's something I always wanted to do, a show like that, a show like this. You know, I mean, I love these kinds of things. I love being asked to come on here and be a guest. You know, anytime you guys have a topic, just ask that you think I can be good for.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you. Andy, anything you want to add before we give our all our other information?
We have a great episode of Ranking the Tracks coming up next
Oh,
week.
yes. Oh, I know what my favorite, I'm not going to say, but I know already seeing your list what my favorite and least favorite is already.
Well,
Love the.
not for the this would be for next week. This is for
Yeah.
McCartney 2.
McCartney 2, because this is going to be
Oh.
posted Saturday, so it's already going to
You're
be the
doing
Friday.
McCartney 2 before the
Yeah.
singles?
No,
No,
no.
So next, no. So we got coming up. So when this is posted, this episode that we're doing now, it's going to that episode with all this the non-album A side and B sides will already be
Oh, okay.
done. That's Wednesday. When by the time this goes up, we'll be promoted. We're
Oh, then I can
promoting.
tell you what mine is now because I'm not gonna,
Yeah.
because I've
So,
already seen it.
Right.
yeah, no, just thanks for the support. But that's going to be a very, very fun episode of Ranking the Tracks with a very special mystery guest.
Your mystery guests, and
A
we, you know,
we have a mystery guest.
Well, I
Yeah,
just
and looking
all I
forward.
know is for now I want to lay low. That's all I could say.
Fair enough. So yeah, so that's gonna be look out on the lookout. That's Wednesday nights, mainly at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and having a lot of fun with that. And thank you everybody for your feedback. Everybody is putting their posting their tracks or ranking their tracks or telling letting us know how they feel about the albums in general. So that's been great. So please continue to do that. We look forward to responding to those. To those comments. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Legs Podcast. You can find our website at twolegspodcast.com, where you'll just find where you find us on YouTube, right? Pretty much, Andy. All of those shows that go on YouTube will also go to the website, so you can find us there. All our Twitter feed comments will be there as well. Any kind of news will be shot there also. Let's see here. So YouTube, Joe talked about his YouTube channel. We'll just talk about Two Legs for a second. We're really trying to build our YouTube channel. We're over 400 right now. It's moving along nicely. So thank you to everybody out there that has subscribed. If you haven't yet, please do subscribe. We really would really appreciate that. So it's Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. That's our YouTube channel. So that's where you're going to see all of our wonderful faces on there. You know, Andy's got us on all the other audio platforms. So thank you for that, Andy, whether it's iTunes, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, if it's out there, we're on it. So thanks for doing that, Andy.
No
Appreciate it.
problem.
Yeah, so again, everybody out there, thank you very much. Not only next week are we doing Ranking the Tracks, but we're going to have Gabe Dixon on our next Saturday show, who has played keyboards, pianos on the Driving Rain album. So look on, be on the lookout for that. That should be this should be a fun conversation talking about Driving Rain.
Absolutely.
So So again, everybody, thank you out there. So for Joe Mayo, my good buddy Andy Nichols, I'm Tom Hunyadi, saying, as always, everybody out there, have a great day and a beautiful night.
Seize the day.
Take care. Seize the day. There you go.
Listening to Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast, hosted by Tom Hunyadi and Andy Nichols, with musical contributions by Dylan Seale.